spreading the blues all over the world. From the crossroads of America, Shamrock, Texas, on historic Route 66. Legends 98.9 and Route 66 Media present Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Now standing by to throw a whole bucket of blues on you, here's Uncle Buck.
Well, a big hi and greetings to you. How do you like your music? Rare, medium, or well done? Uncle Buck here, and Uncle Buck Plays the Blues is officially in session. Oh, what a session we have lined up for you this week. Gatemouth Brown's gonna kick it off. Tracks from his new album, Lookout Highway, the one, the only, Charlie Musselwhite, our featured artist. Ronnie Baker Brooks is on board here in segment one, along with Emma Wilson. A blues buddy of mine, Chris Duarte, is on board. And from a new album by a combo known as Tajmo, which is actually Taj Mahal and Kev Mo, they're gonna be on track. Bobby Blueblend's Father on Up the Road is our Then and Now song. Woo, wait till you hear the now version in segment two. Well, let's get things rolling. A live recording from the Montreux Festival back in 2004. Gatemouth Brown teamed up with Santana. Their song is I Got My Mojo Working. Get a load of this one.
Thank you.
You'd like that one. Charlie Musselwhite is our featured artist on this session of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. We're going to be featuring tracks from his new album out in 2025, Lookout Highway. Musselwhite, born in Kosciuszko, Mississippi, made his way to Memphis and then to Chicago. Charlie Musselwhite has over 20 albums to his credit, a Grammy under his belt, 13 Grammy nominations in addition to that, and 30 Blues Music Awards. 6 decades, Charlie Musselwhite has been playing the harp, singing, even a little guitar picking on occasion, I hear, laying down the blues for 6 decades. Now in his 80s. Back in the 60s, Musselwhite was part of the gang that helped revive Chicago blues, along with Mike Bloomfield, Paul Butterfield, Elvin Bishop, and of course he was right along the side with names like Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf in Chicago. Lookout Highway, according to Blues Blast magazine, was recorded at Kit Anderson's Greaseland Studios in San Jose. Some of the album, I understand, also was recorded in Charlie Musselwhite's adopted hometown of Clarksville, Mississippi, on the Clarksville soundstage. I thought this was interesting. Lookout Highway. In all the years that Musselwhite has been recording, this is the first album that he recorded with his touring band. Matt Stubbs, who's back with Musselwhite after a stint with GA20, drummer June Corr, Randy Bermudez on bass, and J. Kid Anderson also joined in with the band on keyboards and guitar on some of the tracks. So let's get on with it. Our featured artist, Charlie Musselwhite, from his 2025 release, here's the title track, Lookout Highway.
Yeah! didn't feel bad until the sun went down. Well, I didn't feel bad until the sun went down. I didn't have nobody put my arms around.
Mr. Matt is giving me that throat slash sign with his finger. That must mean it's time for me to STFU and get into some blues. How about a double dose of the blues? It's going to be kicked off by Ronnie Baker Brooks. Oh, did he win the awards at the 2025 Blues Music Awards? Ronnie's going to be followed up by Emma Wilson, a great tune from an album entitled A Spoonful of Willie Dixon. Her song is Good to the Last Drop. But here's Ronnie Baker Brooks from his album Blues and My DNA. I'm Feeling You.
This is so everything's gonna be alright. I wanna get close to you, like a dog to a bone. I wanna get close to you, like a charger to a cell phone. I wanna get close to you, like water is to wet. I wanna get close to you, like the Wi-Fi to the internet. Girl, I wanna get close to you. You be mine, you be mine.
Kathy Lemon.
And this is Phil Berkowitz.
And together we are
The Lucky Losers.
And you are listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
That's right.
On UncleBUC.com. To the last drop.
sometimes on our feature then and now. Oh, I just can't help but get into a little Bobby Blue Bland on the then version, and that's the case this week. Our then and now song, the then version, recorded back in 1957. Bobby Blue Bland taking care of the then track of Farther On Up the Road.
Just what you sow. That old saying is true. You got to reap just what you sow. That old saying is true. Like you mistreat someone, someone's gonna mistreat you. Now you're laughing, pretty baby. Someday you're gonna be crying. Now you're laughing, pretty baby. Someday you're gonna be crying. Further on up the road, you found out I wasn't lying.
Have to have me a little Bobby Blue Bland on occasion. But oh, have I got a surprise coming up for you. Taking care of the now track in segment two. Albert Collins, Lonnie Mack, and Roy Buchanan. I do think, though, it's time to go back to back and belly to belly with a double dose of the blues. Chris Duarte's gonna kick off this double dose, followed up by Tajmo. That's who is listed as recording a recent 2025 album by Taj Mahal and Kev Moe. Their song is Junkyard Dog. But kicking off this double dose of the blues, a blues buddy of mine, Chris Duarte, that I think you're gonna like. Got to hang out with Chris at a function up at the Wichita Blues Society. His song is My Way Down.
Thank you. Gales, and you're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on UncleBUC.com.
Yeah, you want to sing it with me? On UncleBUC.com.
Junkyard dog.
A junkyard dog, effing into your chain. Junkyard dog, howling out in vain.
what you were given and followed you anywhere.
Like a junkyard dog, effing into your chain. Junkyard dog, howling out in vain. Fighting for a love you didn't care about, protecting something you could live without. Don't want to deal with your castle turns out. I'm just a junkyard dog.
A junkyard dog.
Don't be surprised. Come home and see a collar and a chain there used to be. You got to find another fool to take the place of me
and be a junkyard dog at the end of your chain. Junkyard dog. Something you could live without. Thought I was a king and your castle turned out. I'm just a junkyard dog.
Going to take a little pause for the colors at this time. Those of you listening to the first run shows, 8 o'clock Saturday night, noon Sunday, you're going to get to hear a little blues news. If you're listening to the podcast or an archive show on UncleBUC.com, you can always get blues news every week starting on Monday at about noon right there on UncleBUC.com. The King of the Shuffle, Jimmy Reed, with a rather rare instrumental track, is going to kick off segment two. Charlie Musselwhite, our featured artist, is going to be back. Freddie King's on board. Carolyn Wonderland. Oh, Mr. Matt's going to have a producer's pick for you. DK Harrell's on board, along with Eddie 9V, with a track that's blowing up the blues charts. And don't forget, Albert Collins, Lonnie Mack, Roy Buchanan are going to be laying down a live version, the Now track of Then and Now, on Farther On Up the Road. It's all coming up on segment two of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
Hey, this is Sue Foley, and you're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on UncleBUC.com.
You want to sing that with me?
UncleBUC.com. Got it.
Thank you, love.
Thank you.
a big welcome to you into segment two of this edition of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Also welcoming you into segment two, the king of the shuffle, Jimmy Reed. How about that? One of the rare instrumental tracks out there featuring Jimmy Reed, titled Odds and Ends. Charlie Musselwhite is our featured artist on this edition. Someone once said, describing Charlie Musselwhite, the blues may be timeless, but Charlie Musselwhite is the man who keeps it breathing, one note at a time. A little bit about the personal life of Charlie Musselwhite. Been married to Henrietta, they call her Henry, for over 40 years. Also of note, I thought quite important, Henry was in the control room with Kit Anderson, helping produce the album Lookout Highway. Charlie Musselwhite and Henrietta, or Henry is our friend scholar, married over 40 years ago. Here's a bit of blues trivia for you concerning when Charlie and Henrietta were married. Guess who the best man was? Well, I know Charlie Musselwhite's best man was a close personal friend, but I didn't know about him being the best man at Charlie and Henrietta's wedding. John Lee Hooker. I actually read a book entitled The Adventures of John Lee Hooker in the American 20th Century. A pretty good read, by the way. Didn't say anything about John Lee being Charlie Musselwhite's best man. It did go into depth on how good of friends they were, though. So let's get into another track from the Charlie Musselwhite 2025 album release of Lookout Highway. It's going to be another highway song, by the way. Charlie Musselwhite, our featured artist, and 61 Highway.
Drifting through your town. Poor boy mama, I'm just drifting through your town. Just because I'm a stranger, honey, please don't put me down. 61 Highway is the longest road I know. 61 Highway, longest road that I know. You know it runs from Chicago to the Gulf of Mexico. Just come and see me down on Highway 61.
I think it's about time to put the needle down in the grooves on a double dose of the blues. Kicking it off is going to be Freddie King. Oh, here's one for you that I didn't do on purpose, but I guess you could call this a Texas double dose, because Freddie King's going to be followed up by Carolyn Wonderland, great lady guitarist and blues singer out of Houston, Texas. Carolyn was actually John Mayall's lead guitar before his passing. Carolyn Wonderland's song is Truth Is, but kicking off this double dose, Freddie King and Ain't No Sunshine.
Hey everybody, this is Matt from GA20. You're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on UncleBUC.com.
Truth is right there in the middle. And truth is, you could still lose it all. And truth is, we have got to march before we crawl. May not like it, but you'd better believe it. I don't like it, but you know I believe it.
Then and now feature up in segment one, Bobby Blue Bland took care of the then version of Further On Up the Road. And the time has rolled around to take care of the now track. And ooh, are we going to take care of the now track? Actually, three great blues pickers are going to take care of it. I'm talking about Albert Collins, Lonnie Mack, Roy Buchanan. Get a load of this live version of Bobby Blue Bland's Further On Up the Road. Lonnie Mack does take a few liberties with the title of the song. Oh, but what these three guys do on this one. Check it out.
Further on down the road, someone's gonna hurt you like you hurt me. Gonna hurt you like you hurt me. Further on down the road, baby. Baby, you just wait and see. You got to reap just what you sow. That old saying is true. You got to reap just what you sow, honey. That old saying is true. Someone pretty bad, someone's gonna mistreat you. Yeah, you're laughing pretty bad. Someday you're gonna be crying. Yeah, you're laughing pretty bad. Someday you're gonna be crying. Thank you.
wife and pretty babe. Someday you're gonna be crying. Yeah, your life and pretty babe. Someday you're gonna be crying. Pretty babe, someday you're gonna be crying. And now you're laughing, pretty baby. Someday you're gonna be crying.
Producer, Mr. Matt, is standing there in the doorway, pointing at himself. I can just see the question, isn't it time for me to do a producer's pick? Yeah, Mr. Matt, get yourself on in here. Matt and I had a little bit of a discussion on his pick for this week. My question was, okay, these guys have been one of your producer's picks before, so why do you think we need to bring them on again? I'll let you explain it, Mr. Matt.
Okay. Well, it's summertime. Summer's kicked off. And this is a perfect summertime song, if you ask me. But not only that, how many people can say, oh, I'm a lead guitarist for a band? The band that I play for, the frontman's maybe you know him, maybe you've heard of him, Robert Plant from Led Zeppelin. I was impressed enough to keep an ear to the ground for this guy. He's definitely living up to the hype. So without further ado, this is his second run at Producer's Pick. It's J.D. McPherson with Sunshine Getaway on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
We might just have to put those guys into our regular blues library. Good job. Well, looking at the clock on the wall, which I rarely do, looks like we've got time for two mo' before we go. And the two mo' down in the bottom of the big old bucket of blues I've brought with me. D.K. Harrell has a single out that's been our featured artist before and will be followed up by Eddie 9V with a track that's burning up the blues chart. Eddie 9V's song is Cry Like a River. But here's D.K. Harrell. His song is Grown Now.
I'm on my J.O.B. Open up your eyes and see that I'm grown now. I'm grown now. Put me through the test. I finally found success. I'm grown now. Dreamed about tailored suits with suede Italian boots. I got them. I'm grown now. I'm grown now. They used to call me green. Now I'm the king on the scene. I'm grown now. Let me rap to you.
party, baby, you can be gone. It don't make me no never mind, my schedule is always full. Self-made man with the master plan, educated by the streets and the school.
Hey y'all, this is J.D. Simo coming at you, and you're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on UncleBUC.com.
Hear that? You know, I found a love, baby. So dear to my heart, I could almost cry. As your key unlocks the door, I've never been a beggar, baby, but here I am for more now. And how can your lips taste like the answer, but with a heavy splash of gin? This ain't love that I feel, no. This is the beginning till the end. Oh, I cry. Cause your love is all mine. Yes, it is, baby. There's no woman above you. No, 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 no. The rest are down below. Dancing in our apartment. They say red wine should be poured slow. On inside with you, baby, let our love shine. Yeah, oh, oh, I cry, cry like a river. Yes, I would, baby. Oh, I cry like the river, baby.
Well, that big old bucket of blues is completely empty at this time, but we're going to fill it back up and be back next week with another big old bucket of blues right here on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. I want to thank everyone for clicking in, dialing in, however you got here. Our approach to the blues, I have to admit, is a bit different than a lot of shows you hear on the radio, on the internet. If you like what we do, please tell your friends about it. This particular show was number 262 on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues podcast and on UncleBUC.com. So until next week, Uncle Buck here saying, I hope all your blues will be on a turntable going round and round.